things were true.
Sojourner goes to the movies to meet Belle. Belle, Belle. The story is set in Britain during the African slave trade there. Okay, don't turn the channel. Like 12 Years a Slave, it's based on a true story, the life of Dido Belle, who was fathered by a British naval officer from a very wealthy and prominent family. Her mother was a slave captured from West Africa. Unlike 12 Years a Slave, Dido ends up being raised as an aristocrat by her uncle, played by Tom Lindsay, who is a judge and one of the most powerful men in England. She's also raised with her white cousin, and they become best friends. Dido's position of wealth and privilege keeps bumping into the contradictory rules of society, where a person of illicit birth was even more unacceptable than a person of color.
We shall be receiving visitors for dinner.
Visitors? May we wear the new silk?
I will do your hair, Bet.
Oh, say we may wear them, Aunt Mary.
You will not be dining with us, Dido.
Of course. But I may join after dinner, may I not?
Yes, such are the rules, and you know them well.
Elizabeth said something when we arrived in London. We women are but the property of gentlemen. But it came into my head that I have been blessed with freedom twice over, as a Negro and as a woman.
I suppose you have.
Or have I? Must not a lady marry, even if she is financially secure? Well, who is she without a husband of consequence? It seems silly, like a free Negro who begs for a master.
So Belle is about race, class, and the gender issues of that time, and it's a love story. While watching the film, I kept thinking about my filmmaker idol, Julie Dash. So I reached her in Charleston, South Carolina, to talk about this intriguing film. With the debut of Daughters of the Dust in 1992, Dash became the first African-American woman to have a feature film in general theatrical release in the United States. O Magazine included Daughters among its 50 greatest chick flicks, and the Library of Congress has placed it in the National Film Registry, where it will be preserved as a national treasure. Julie's credits as a film director are many and include the CBS TV movie The Rosa Parks Story, the MTV original feature Love Song, and the encore Stars 3 Funny Valentines with Alfre Woodard, Loretta Devine, and CCH Pounder. Belle, like 12 Years a Slave, is made by black filmmakers across the water, the African Brits. Julie brought me up to speed on this film's hesitant journey toward your neighborhood movie screen.
I've been waiting to see it ever since I heard it when it was in 2013 at the Toronto Film Festival. You know, it came out around the same time as 12 Years a Slave. They were both in the same festival. You know, Hollywood is picking up completed films that have been made in Europe. These films have been in production, you know, over the years. There have been films like Belle, because you have the Toussaint, you have the Venus Hottentot film. These films have been are being made in Europe. While they keep saying in Hollywood that, you know, black films don't sell in Europe and historical dramas are difficult, they're being made. Mm-hmm. And they wait and then they cherry pick the ones that they're going to release here, because It Was On Policy has done a number of films that have not been released here. We're the ones trying to catch up. Those films are not being made here. I hope people understand that.
Do you think it's because they get more financial support in Britain than we give our artists?
Absolutely. They get financial. I noticed as the credits roll that even the British Film Institute provided some financing. So I think in this country, Hollywood has a lot of catching up to do.
So what do you think that's different about this film?
Well, basically, Belle is a film that we've all been waiting to see for a very long time. The writing was strong. The directing was powerful and visual, and the compositions were great. The production design and the costuming was exquisite.
Mm-hmm.
It was just breathtaking in so many ways, and while it took your breath away, then it also fed you some historical information that you didn't know about enslaved people.
And there were no beatings. This is a film that talks about slavery without us having to see
exactly
somebody being, you know, tortured.
Well, it's time to see all shapes and sizes and colors of this peculiar institution that was.
Now, 2 years ago was the 20th anniversary of Daughters of the Dust. Congratulations, girl.
Oh, thank you. I think it was more like the 22nd or 23rd. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
What have you seen change for Black women directors from the struggle that you had, where we were literally kind of staking out the theater up in Westwood in Los Angeles, and what's happening now?
Well, the audience, the viewers, the people of all races and colors are demanding inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see Belle, and they want to see more Belle. They want to see more of it. I think I came along so early that everyone was kind of stunned that I pulled that off. Now that that's done, let's see more. And we have a lot of great new filmmakers coming up, you know, who have done good work.
The other thing that makes Belle very unique is that three Black women have created it. Let's hear their voices. Writer Misan Zagay.
There in an 18th century picture was a Black woman and a white woman standing side by side. The Black woman is a little behind, but she's nevertheless not in any way a slave. The paintings we know from that period, you would normally have a, you know, little Black mannequin in some way. She wasn't that. I was struck by her grace, her beauty, but there was directness in her gaze out of that painting that spoke to me. It is just so frustrating a lot of the time when you're dealing with, it's frustrating but also rather wonderful for the writer, that sometimes when we're dealing either with women in history or indeed Black people in history, that we don't hear their voices. So we sometimes have to give them voices, and I feel that's what I've done.
This is just the second film for director Ama Asante.
She very much goes, I think, from a girl who starts off saying, "As you wish, sir," to a woman who says, "As I wish. It's what I want. It's what I need. It's what's important to me." And not because she's being selfish, not because she's a privileged young woman who's demanding more, but because she's a woman who's saying, "I want equality. I would like equality within my own household and within my own world that I exist in." Sometimes love is enough. That's what I'd like to leave an audience with. Sometimes love is enough. When I look at that painting, I don't just see two people. I see three. I see Elizabeth, Dido, and Lord Mansfield.
And the film star, Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
The story of Dido, a mixed-race woman in the 1780s. Being a mixed-race woman myself in 2012, going into 2013, you know, there really aren't that many historical stories. And so I thought, wow, this is part of our cultural heritage, and no one knows about it. You know, I think people think, you know, that people of dual heritage is somewhat of a modern concept or the 20th century, and actually it's really not, and the fact that Dido was really a pioneer for her time and she really existed is sort of amazing to me. So I sort of thought, to do justice to her, her story needed to be known.
Our film is Belle, and we're talking to Julie Dash. Let's talk a little bit about how class is shown in the film, because that's another thing that we don't often get to see in the detailed, intimate way that I felt they showed it in this film.
Right. And what I enjoyed so much in watching this particular film was the director, Alma, she did not fall into the old Hollywood tropes of the tragic mulatto. She was a strong young woman who knew who she was and demanded respect.
Absolutely. Would you tell us, Julie, what you are up to next?
Well, I'm working on a documentary right now about the fabulous American icon, Verda Mae Smart Grosvenor, who wrote Travel Notes of a Geechee Girl. That book was published in 1971, and it helped me write Daughters of the Dust.
Verda Mae, that's going to be fun.
Oh, gosh, I didn't even talk about the other one that didn't happen, about insurance companies who built their company on the backs of the enslaved black people that they insured. When I saw it come up in Bell, it's like, oh, my God. We took it to every many major independent producer. We shopped it for 5 years.
And nobody would fund it? Nobody would take it?
That's right. You know, these are stories that have just not been told. They go unseen and unheard. And you pitch them and everyone says, are you sure that happened? And we say, yeah, I'm sure. Here are the photographs. Yeah.
We got to get our stories out there. And Julie, I want to thank you for doing that, because you have been at the forefront of getting our stories out there. And we love you for that. Really
thank
do.
You.
Now, if you think this film isn't for you, let me share with you that in its first week in limited release, it beat out Spider-Man at the box office. It's distributed by Fox Searchlight. For screenings in your area, check out your local listings. Julie Dash describes her work as smuggling dreams into reality. And Sojourner thinks that's the right path to be on. For Sojourner Goes to the Movies, I'm S. Pearl Sharp.